Hello and welcome. This is Connie Reagan Green here for another Ask Connie Anything call. We are right before Thanksgiving in 2012, and I'm doing the call a little bit differently this time. I'm giving you an opportunity, if you'd like to come on the webinar portion. I see a few people have already joined us. It's there on the big button, so I'm not going to read links or give ID numbers. I want you to really take the initiative and figure it out or not, because that's important. I love to teach and train and share information, but I find that the people that are willing to take the initiative are the ones that have great success with everything they're doing online. And you can see probably today from the links on the Instant Teleseminar page, which is the only place I can see questions. I can't see questions on the webinar page, and I'm not recording the webinar, only the audio of this. You can see that we're going to be talking about PLR, private label rights. And I've given you a link there to the PLR that Nicole Dean provides, which is excellent high quality. I only recommend about 5 people. That's it, out of the hundreds and hundreds of people that do private label rights. So I only recommend the top people. The second one there is Melissa Ingold. Melissa and Nicole have their own businesses, but they also have businesses together, a couple of sites together. And the link there in the middle to Melissa Ingold, which is connieloves.me/free PLR, that's some free PLR that I'm going to show you today what it is that you receive, and I'm going to show you a way that you can really make a lot of money between now and the end of the year using just something that's free. Now, that doesn't mean you can do everything in your business for free, but it's an excellent start. It really is. I'm going to show you what I mean. Also, for Nicole, it's plrbynicole.com. The third one I included there is Ronnie Nijme, and I do recommend him on a regular basis. He just has excellent, beautiful stuff as well. And that link is connieloves.me/self-help-PLR. And that's a sample pack that you can download at no cost. All right, let's see if there are questions before I show anything. I want people to have a chance to come on. Good, I see more people are joining us. Barbara has just joined us. Wonderful, on the webinar portion. So that's your choice. You can listen if you want to, and if you're on the replay, then it would be listening. And if you've just arrived, then click on the big button, and your ID number is right there on the big button. All right, let me go to some questions. Suzanne says, what's the best way to get traffic to your website? And her site is Conquering Healthier Recipes. All right, wonderful. And she is in, I'm not sure where Owego is, maybe New York or Illinois. That's going to be my guess on that. I send traffic a variety of ways, and in the beginning, you really want to do free ways, not paid in the beginning. And Fred, your line is really, really noisy, so I'm going to close out the sound, and then if you want to ask a question, hit *7, you can come back in, but then we'll close you out because that Skype line you're using is very, very noisy for some reason. All right, so free ways to get traffic. Social media. Let people know who you are and what you're doing. Give them a link to an opt-in page. Give them an opportunity to sign up on your list. So that's one fabulous way. LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, and also Pinterest. And I've been doing a lot with Pinterest lately and making sure that people have reports and information they need, either free or extremely low cost. So that's one way. Article marketing. If you go to articlesbyconnie.com, you'll see that I have quite a few. Let me go to that page. Articles. Oops, typing in the wrong place. Up at the top. Articles by Connie or articlesbyconniereagangreen.com. Either one of those work. And you'll see that I have 1,762 articles. 722,889 people have read those articles. It was 700 at some point in the summer, July or August, and here we are about three to four months later, and I have another 22,000, so that's quite amazing. I don't do as many articles as I used to because I'm creating lots of products and lots of reports. I'm doing lots of other writing, so I don't submit quite as many articles. I've only did one in October and one in September. And previous to this, in July of 2012 and in June, you'll see that I published 100 in 100 days. So I do that on a regular basis. But if you want to take a look at what I'm doing here, then you're certainly welcome to. That's another way. Your blog, where you are using your keyword in the post. So here's one of my blogs, hugeprofitstinylist.com. And if you look at my permalinks, which is the title of my post, you'll see that many of them have very good keywords that people are looking for with me. Like here's the one that I wrote about spending that time with Nicole Dean and David Perdue and everyone. I was back east for a week in Florida, Georgia, and Alabama, and it was a lot of fun. But when I wrote this post, it's at hugeprofitstinylist.com/Nicole-Dean-PLR-online. So that's a good keyword phrase. And I'll skip the ones that are for podcasts, but here's one. The title of it is Leveraging the Power of the Internet, and I wrote that one November 6, 2012. It's at hugeprofitstinylist.com/leveraging-the-power-of-the-internet. So use your keyword phrases in your blog post titles. Other ways to get traffic, doing either joint ventures or somehow cross-promoting with people you know. You can't be an island on the internet. And I am going to start talking about this more than ever because I see people that are just skyrocketing to huge, huge incomes. And it's because they're connected with people. They have a group of people. That's why I love to recommend the NAMS Forum and Dennis Becker's Earn 1K a Day Forum. So those are the places where you can connect with people and the traffic will really start, you know, coming into your site. All right, anybody on the phone have a question before we start actually looking at things on the webinar? And let's see. Oh, good. Almost everybody's finding their way to the webinar. I'm so proud of everyone. Thank you. Thank you. All right, a question from anyone on the phone. And Fred, make sure just to unmute yourself if you want to talk, or else I've seen everything that you've typed in so far. All right, Fred says, I have several areas of knowledge and expertise. I'm having difficulty deciding which is my strongest area to do reports, ebook, and build a website and following around. Any suggestions? Yeah, I think you have to go with, you know, what we've talked about initially, which you're helping people with pain relief. And you have excellent, excellent credentials for this. And you have some ideas that are a little bit, you know, alternative, away from the norm. And I think if you don't try to do something that really isn't you, just be yourself. So talk to the world through your online business as though you were talking to me across the table at the Chili's restaurant in Santa Barbara where we met a month and a half ago, whenever that was, where it's just person to person. I'm asking you information about how to get pain relief, and you're giving me good solid answers and information. Keep it super, super simple. All right, well, we've got lots of people on here, and what I want to show you is some free PLR, and I have the link right there on the Instant Teleseminar pages or page. And this one that I got, this one is from Melissa Ingold and Nicole Dean, and when they send it to me, they just send it to me as a zipped file. So I have to click to open it, and I didn't know what it was because it said WordPress, November 12th WordPress. And I thought, well, I don't know what that is. Let's see. And so when I went in here, one of them will have screenshots, so I know that there are pictures involved. Another one is an HTML document for more PLR, and I don't really want to go there yet. I want the Word document. So if there were a PDF here, I wouldn't click on that either. I'm looking for the Word document because the Word document I can open and I can make it my own. I can monetize it and give it to my community because I can manipulate that file. So I'm going to double-click on it. And here it is, and I only took a two-second look at it before. Let me do this. So if you are here, let me know that you can see my page. If you're on the webinar and choosing to be on that. And Gene says, I'm okay with listening over Instant Teleseminar. is go to Webinar, the only way for you to show us. Yeah, there are quite a few different services. This is the one that I use. It's the most professional of the ones. I haven't seen another one that I think does quite as well. So, yes, we are in go to Webinar. That's what that link is for. All right, so this is the document that they are giving away for free, and you must run to download it, but not until the end of this call. We're going to be on for about 40 more minutes, and then go over and get it. They won't run out. There's an unlimited inventory, which is wonderful. It's 19 pages, and I look at that right away. I want to know how many pages, how many words, 3,000 words. So now I first started looking at it, and I only looked at this first page. I haven't scrolled down further. But already I'm starting to get ideas, so I'm going to let you follow my train of thought, and then I want comments and questions. I want you to see how you can do this for your audience no matter what niche you're in, because everybody needs a WordPress blog no matter what they're doing. If they're a plumber, if they're a massage therapist, if they're going to be helping local businesses, whatever someone is doing to earn money, they need a WordPress blog. All right, so it's showing I like a nice little table because I don't know how to do this. This is beyond the scope of my ability in Word. So I love this. The first one talks about WordPress as a content management system, CMS. So they're giving us some good definitions. Then right away they're addressing the differences between WordPress.com and WordPress.org. So I love this. Then they jump into hosting. Right here in this paragraph is where I would recommend Bluehost. I would say the hosting that I recommend, because the customer service is excellent, the price is competitive with everybody else out there, it offers cPanel hosting, is BluehostSolutions.com. So right here on page one, I haven't even scrolled down to the end of this page, there's an opportunity here for me to monetize this. Okay? Then they're talking about a domain name. So here I would talk about GoDaddy, and I would put in my discount link. And they're giving all kinds of information here. So I would read this, all 3,000 words, and this will take me an hour to read it. And I make notes where I want to change it. So right here where there's hosting, then I might do something like this because I know I want to go back to it. I'm going to put in all caps, you know, Bluehost Solutions. .com. So I know when I read back through it, and I'll even make it bold, then it's easy for me to find. I won't overlook it. All right, so then they're talking about registering it at GoDaddy. Now they're talking about unlimited domains that you can host many. So we want this. So this is more about hosting, and this is important. And it's lots of great information. And, you know, remember, you know, just a few years ago when I was starting on the Internet, nobody put out information like this, not even paid. We had to try to figure everything out, you know, a little piece at a time. Now, they're talking about installing WordPress. I love that they're using Bluehost as an example. That helps me because I'm going to be promoting Bluehost, and I recommend you do the same. And also, let me see. It says, those used to Fantastico. All right, and they're talking about the difference between Fantastico and SimpleScripts. Now, another reason that I love PLR is that I learn so much while I'm reading it. So right here, they're going to talk about the difference between Fantastico and SimpleScripts. I can guarantee there's going to be something here that I did not know. Because the people that write this for the people who market the PLR are super, super smart people. All right? So they're talking about both of them. Then they're showing, here's the screenshot from inside of Bluehost. Wonderful. All right? And so here it's more. So this is great. What page is this? I'm on page 5, and it's all been about installing WordPress. And this is a complete tutorial. You could also break this up and do it as an e-course, as autoresponder messages. All right, now, here we go, and it's showing the default theme for WordPress. Right here is where you could recommend paid themes of your choice. And tell people what I tell people. I start with free themes. I recommend everybody start with free themes. But once you get your business started, you'll want to have a paid theme or another. I use Marketer CMS. I use OptimizePress. Those are the two that I would probably recommend here. All right, any questions before I go on? Can people see how wonderful this PLR stuff is? looking for more questions. All right, well, let me scroll down and let's see what's coming next. See, great details about setting up the site. All right, question? Somebody on with a question? See, this is fantastic. And the fact that this is free, and they even have what to do to ping your site and the links that you want to have. Look at this, a complete list to ping. I don't even provide this anywhere, I don't believe. This is fabulous. You can add this to a free membership site, to a paid membership site. You can do most anything. The only thing we can't do with PLR is submit it to an article directory. That must be original content. All right, and good. They're giving good plugins now. Right here with the plugins, I would go in here and I would, you know, use the ones, like I don't use the all-in-one SEO pack. I use a different SEO-free plugin. So I would put that there, and also I would add two or three more, and I might even add a couple that are paid plugins. All right, and let's go down further. Okay, here they're talking about themes again. All right, and they're talking about the Socrates theme, and actually I have that theme and could recommend that one. And then here's permalinks, like I was just talking about, how to edit the permalinks. And, oh, good, it goes into settings and how you can have a static page as your main page instead of your blog page. This is fantastic, fantastic information. Now, at the end of the report, you want to have a call to action. This means, what do you want the person to do next? The thing I don't want people to do is say, wow, this was fantastic, and then go up to the upper right-hand corner and click the X to close it, knowing they have it on their hard drive. No, I want them to take further steps. I want them to do something else with me. So for all the PLR I buy, I'm always sending them somewhere. It may be to an affiliate product. It may be to one of my products. It might be to one of my books. All right, another thing we want to do to this is go to page layout, click on page borders. I always put a border on mine, and I click on box, and then I tend to choose a dark blue color. For the width, I like it to be 1.5 points. I click OK, and there, a border on each page. I think it makes a huge difference. Huge. Okay, another thing that I do is I go to insert, footer. We can choose any footer we like. There's so many to choose from. Let me see. I'll do something more interesting on this one. Yeah, maybe this one, pinstripes it's called. Okay, now here, what I do is I'm going to insert symbol, the copyright symbol. I put my name because this is mine now. It's my PLR, so I'm going to make it my own. And then I'm going to put the URL of the place that I want to send people. Now, sometimes it's to my blog, one of my blogs or the others, or the other, but it's not always. If I'm trying to sell them something, then I may list my blog at some point within the document, but I really want in the footer, I want them to go over to a different site where there's something for sale. All right, oh, and another thing I wanted to do with the footer is I want a different first page. I don't want the footer on the first page. Because on the first page, that's where I'm going to make a whole first page. So I won't call this WordPress Basic Blogging. I will call it something like, you know, starting your online business. All right, questions and comments. And William says, is this a free download? This one is. If you go to connieloves.me/freePLR, and the link is there on the Instant Teleseminar page. All right, questions about anything else? Yeah, Fred is saying that he's drowning in a sea of info, and I really understand that, Fred, because I even feel that way at times, and my business is pretty far along, but there's so much that I want to learn and do and change with what I'm doing, so we have to pace ourselves, which means that during the week, which during the week is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday for me, I tend to do an hour of studying each day. So I'll either be on somebody's webinar, or I'll be going through a course that I purchased, or reading something that's online. But an hour is as much as I can do, and 4 hours a week is as much as I want to devote to that. So pick and choose what you'll study for an hour each day on 3 or 4 different days, and you'll get a lot accomplished, because then you'll be forced to pick and choose, and you'll be limited to an hour each day. Like if I'm doing a webinar, if it's a live webinar, I can usually last an hour. If I'm watching a replay, I usually have to do that in two or three, either 30 minutes twice or 20 minutes three times, because my mind wanders. So you've got to just focus on, you know, what you're doing, and get your projects going. Make a schedule for yourself each week. And Mike's asking if I would get a report cover made for this. I would use the program that I just purchased that's still available at a great price. If you go to, it's from Tony Leidig. It's connieloves.me/genius, G-E-N-I-U-S. His is just fantastic. I'll show you a cover made with his very, very quickly. I don't want anybody to go to this page yet. But right here, Affiliate Content Secrets. This was used, done with this one. But don't go to that page yet. It's not ready. That's a new product that I have coming out. So, Mike, yes, you really do want to have covers made. And with those covers, you know, the idea with that is finally you'll get things over on Amazon. And that's another thing that you can't use 100% PLR on. You have to really rewrite it if you're going to use it for Amazon or an article directory, to the point that you really have to rewrite it completely. You can't. So I couldn't take this beautiful document that I just downloaded. I couldn't take that and spend an hour making some changes and additions and add it to Amazon. They don't like that. They used to do that, but it's been at least a year since they decided not to do it that way anymore, because people were really abusing that. You'd have 10 people with the same content there, and it's not fair then to somebody who buys it. Not if they're buying it as a book on Amazon. All right. Other questions? Okay, we lost some people on the phone line, but we still have some people there. And who else is here that may have a question? All right, let's see. Adrian is here. Adrian might have a question. And Adrian needs to schedule a call with me in the next 10 days. I need to talk to you, Adrian. And Bob, I don't know if you've been on the calls before. And Conrad is here. So, Conrad, do you have a question? And Faye might have a question. Fred and Jean have already been asking. Catherine, Matthew has been asking questions. Wonderful. Mike is here. Vicky, Linda. All right. This call is to answer your questions and to get you moving. So today I'm very, very interested in teaching you more about PLR, private label rights. And William says he had problems with Amazon. He says use PLR as a guide. That's excellent, excellent advice. So we don't ever want to just send a PLR item over to them, because they not only reject it, but then they take a look at your whole account, and you just don't want to have problems with that. You want to have your own writing on Amazon and in the article directories. All right, other things that are upcoming for this holiday in the United States anyway, holiday weekend. This weekend, Ryan Dice is doing his book camp, and I've been sending emails out, or I sent today anyway, about it. I'll send another one out tomorrow and the next day. And this is a great opportunity where you can, you know, download his workbook and work straight through. Now, the last time when he did this, which was in August, it was at the middle of August this year, Jeff Hoff and I took that time. We spent 7 days, and we didn't even need the whole 7 days. We really did it in about 5.5 days. We took Ryan's training and wrote our time management for entrepreneurs book that went on Amazon, has been a bestseller twice, and continues to bring us income and leads. And that was a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to do it with someone else because you write, you send it over to them, they write, it goes back and forth. And we had a lot of fun doing that. Plus, it was time management, so we figured we had to manage our time well and do it in less than a week to, you know, be considered authorities on that topic. So if you want to go to connieloves.me/bookcamp, that's where you will find that. And on Friday, I'm going to be part of a webinar. I hope you'll join us at least for part of the time. It'll be 3 hours, so you may not want to be in the whole thing. But it's from kind of some newer people I'm connected with through Jason Fladlin and Dennis Becker, who I connect with a lot of people through. It's John Rhodes and Jay Boyer. I just did a podcast with Jay. That'll be coming out on Friday. Real smart fellow. He's only been on the internet 3 years. He was a carpenter before. All right, and yes, you must ask the questions here. I can't see them on the webinar page, so questions are always here.
I have a quick question, Connie.
Hi, Leslie. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Could you talk a little bit about the method that you have found successful in doing your book writing? Because you've written several now.
I have. And what do you mean?
Is there a particular, do you like create an outline and then kind of work from that, break it down into little slices, or?
Yeah, the outline really works best. So you decide what it is you're going to tell people, and then you divide it into maybe 6 to 10 sections that will each become a chapter. And then as you write in the beginning, make sure that it's going into the right chapter. And I always relate this to moving into a new house. When I moved into the house I'm in now in Santa Clarita, I've been here 6.5 years. When I brought things from the old house over a period of about 6 weeks, whenever a box or a piece of furniture or any item came into the house, it couldn't be put down, unless you were resting, until it landed in the right room. So if it was something that was in the kitchen, it wouldn't stay in the living room or family room. If it was something that belonged in a bedroom or a bathroom, it had to go to those locations and would never end up in the kitchen. And the same thing when you're writing a book, make sure that everything you're writing fits in one of the chapters. And if you have too much that doesn't fit, you might need a new chapter. So that works the best, and then you have to just get started with it. And get started with it, and then if you're having a difficulty to continue writing, just step away from it for 24 hours and come back.
So it sounds like you kind of write in those little chunks or segments that would be like the sub-pieces of chapters.
Yeah, because then each chapter is going to have all kinds of information about that topic for that chapter. So in the beginning, I might write a page or two for each of, just say we have 8 chapters. Then I go back and I write more for each chapter. So finally at the end, I'm really just filling in the blanks. I'm just completing those chapters.
Cool. So really kind of slice it and dice it.
That's right. But the most important thing is to get started
and
continue writing.
Cool. That's exciting. So I really feel like you've become a great role model for us. And do you have a certain way that you decide, like, how much is a good topic for a book, like a manageable amount of a topic for a book?
You mean like how many pages or...
No, more in terms of, like, time management's a pretty broad topic in terms of, or are you aiming for...
Right, so that's why I broke it down into time management for entrepreneurs. It was time management strategies for entrepreneurs. Because, you know, I can't really help somebody that needs time management. Like time management for teachers, that's something I could have written about. But now, I really wouldn't be the right one to write about that because I'm not acting as a teacher. It's not my day-to-day life any longer.
Sure, and it's not really what you want to be known for anymore.
Right, right. So you want to do whatever the topic is for your audience. So also when people are searching for it, you know, if a teacher was looking for something, they would probably have teacher somewhere in the keywords when they're searching.
Very good. Thanks.
You're welcome. And we can always come back. Conrad is saying you mentioned a fourth PLR source besides Nicole, Melissa, and Ronnie. The fourth one is Alice Seba. And Alice is another just super smart lady. And if you go to connieloves.me/freekindle, then you'll come to a page that she has where she's giving you a free Kindle loader bundle. And it's a pretty interesting thing. And I did take what that was, the free one. So I spend money. I really would have to look. I spend about $50 a month at least on PLR, probably no more than 100. If I get an email from one of these people that I'm mentioning and they have something that I know I'm going to be interested in the next few months, I buy it. I pick it up because they do sell out the topics, which is good. We don't want it forever. I don't want to go back 6 months later and see that the same topic is the same title is there for sale again. I want to know that whoever bought it and did whatever they want to do with that. And out of 100, they usually sell 100 of a title. And out of that 100, I've tried to estimate, I would say less than 10 people out of the 100 do anything with it that's similar to what I do. The rest of the people just have it on their hard drive the way all of us have all kinds of stuff on our hard drives. It's really there. All right, so I've shown you this one. Let me show you the one on Pinterest. I showed this in my course yesterday, and I'll just say a little bit about it. I use this. Oops, I lost it. Where is it? Here it is. This is one about marketing on Pinterest. Now, this is one that's PLR, but it's 74 pages. It's 9,000 words. So this is one that I was going to put for sale for $17. Then someone I knew came along, Barb Ling, and, oh, good, William says, I gave him an idea for a product. Wonderful, wonderful. And so Barb Ling came along, and she has this wonderful product, and it's only, I don't know, it's right under $10. And it's on setting up paid membership sites using Pinterest. And I really wanted to promote it. So what I did was I gave this as a bonus. So I made a whole bunch of sales, and when people went to the download page, there was a link there that said marketing on Pinterest. So if you purchased it and you did not get your bonus from me, go back to the download page. It's there right at the top, pretty much. And this I'm very, very proud of. I did a red border because I wanted it to be similar colors to the Pinterest colors, and it's got a table of contents. And I recommend you do a table of contents. If it's 20 pages or more, you must have a table of contents. If it's under 20, you probably don't need one. You may want to put one in, but you probably don't have to have one. And then at the end of this, then again, I'm promoting something else. If people want further training, I'm recommending Lisa Satora's product. So this is yet another way to use PLR. All right, and Conrad says he's contemplating the Genius book cover product. Is it a set of Photoshop files? It's hard to explain exactly what it is, but yes, they're giving you files. They're giving you training. You're going to be using a free program to do things. And I'm telling you, Conrad, if I can do this, anybody can do it because I'm graphics challenged. And I know Tony pretty well. I've known him for 4 or 5 years. And I love his stuff, but typically it goes over my head. The files are such, like what you're describing here, it's like a set of files and that I'm not sure what to do with them and everything. This is not like that at all. This is very, very simple. And the price is going up at midnight. So I didn't mail for it today because I wanted to let people know about the book camp coming up. But, yes, right now it's under $10. I mean, I think it's going to be $20 when the price goes up. I think it's still worth that. Because I've spent hundreds of dollars with Tony's stuff. And honestly, I love it, but if I can't use it, if I am going to give it then to a tech person and have them do it, I'd rather not buy any more stuff. I really only want to buy something that's going to be of great value to me this month. That's how I think of it. All right, and Faye wants to brag a little. I made my first 2 affiliate sales this week. Well, congratulations. She updated her LinkedIn page. She got 2 hits from people, increased her social media input, and then got 15 on her list in one day. That's wonderful. Wonderful, Faye. All right, Fred, your line is open. I can hear the noise. Do you have a question?
So you can hear me?
I can.
Sorry, I got kicked off and then finally got logged back on, so I missed a lot of what you said. I guess I just feel like I've got one foot nailed to the ground and I'm walking around it in circles and getting nothing really done. I'm just really kind of frustrated.
Yeah, and I did address it. I did answer, but I'll answer again, you know, while you're on the line. You've got to just, yeah, choose one thing. You know, when I think of you as someone that can help with pain relief.
Yeah.
You have a perfect background for that. You have to stick with that. Don't try to be someone you aren't and do something that isn't natural for you. You'll have more fun if you do something that you know.
So the pain relief is the big subject, and I can approach different ways of doing that. Or you
yes, like, yes, because you have all kinds of different, you know, alternative solutions and just very different ideas about things, and you've got to share it. All starts with the blog. Start blogging regularly. Get your opt-in box on the blog so you can get started. You've got to jump in and do it. And as far as, you know, you said you were drowning in a sea of information, I feel the same way. That's why I only study about an hour a day, about 4 days a week.
I caught that and I made notes on that. I was able to hear you at that point, and I really appreciate your input. Because I will, at this point, I don't even know how to get my blog started. I know you downloaded WordPress, and I'm sure I can do it, but I just, you know, I'm not an idiot, but I feel like one.
Well, go back to the course that you're in with me. Go back to that training in phase two.
All right. I will do that and get my blog started. That's my first assignment then.
All right. Now, did you get hosting through me?
Yes.
All right. I'm happy to set it up for you. I'll have time on Friday.
I think you already have, although when I asked you about it, you didn't sound like you were certain it was working, but I know you did get WordPress installed on it. I just don't know how to check it out and make sure it's all there and working in Copacetic.
All right, well, email me, Fred.
I will do that.
So we'll
thank
get that
so much,
we'll get that going for you this week
and
before the weekend.
I will get something posted there, come hell or high water, rain or shine.
Okay, good. Even if it's just one paragraph, something.
I will do that. Thank you so much for your patience with me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. All right, and Faye says that she left out the best part. I give you the credit. I reread your first book. Wonderful. She's talking about huge profits with a tiny list. My first book, it seems like so long ago, and it was only 2010. Amazing how time flies. But Faye, you're doing a wonderful job. You're sticking with it. You always come on these calls. You'll email me if you have a question, and that's how it's done. You know, when I was getting started, there was no one to email. People that you got on their list, they didn't answer emails. They were too cool. They were on a little island having a drink with an umbrella in it. And then when they came back on land, they were driving their Ferrari or their Rolls Royce or something. They didn't have time for the little people.
I'm glad you do.
Yeah, I think we have to forever. The people I know that are really, you know, doing well in the business and sticking with it and everything, they're helping everybody around them, and that's the way to do it. All right, I want to make sure I didn't miss any questions from below. Vicki had asked me about the article submission site that I pay for. Yes, I still use it, and I consider that, you know, cost of doing business. It's submitmorearticles.com. Now, if you're not writing 8 articles a month every month, then you may not be ready for this. I go in spurts. You know, I write 100 in 100 days once a year, and then I go for a few months and only write 3 or 4. But it averages out. You want to average out 100, 120 articles a year. If you're writing that many, then this service is perfect. Submitmorearticles.com.
Okay.
All right, and Faye says, me too, Fred, but I'm not sure what part she's saying me too. All right, Jean says, I see how easy it is to create a report using private label rights. The blogging report you just demonstrated, how will I use it? A free report on an opt-in page, a pre-sale report for a related affiliate product. Both of those are great ideas. So, and here, Fred, I'm going to close out your line again.
Because
it's noisy. All right, and Star 7 will bring you back in. All right, so what Jean is asking me is, she says now she sees that it is easy to put it together. but how will you use it? So one of her responses is a free report on an opt-in page. Yes, definitely. When I set up an opt-in page, I need a report that makes sense for that topic. So just say that you are helping small businesses, and you might want to tell them, I mean, this report on blogging and setting up your site, that's not going to be exactly perfect for every opt-in page, but it will be for many of you that are doing stuff on the internet. But just say you're helping small businesses. You might say, did you know that a WordPress site can be set up quickly, easily, at a low cost, and you can do that yourself or have someone in your office do it, someone that's already on the payroll, and then you can use that to give away. Okay, another choice, you're saying a pre-sale report for a related affiliate product. Yes, so there are so many things that I can think of where I want to sell the other person's product, but I want to show them the importance of setting up their own WordPress site in the beginning. Another thing you can do is give it as a bonus. Bonuses work well. I did extremely well with Barb Ling's product because I was offering, and that was just on Saturday night, I was offering my Pinterest, I called it a workbook and training guide, 74 pages. I offered that as the bonus, and people really like to have a good, solid bonus. Do people care if it was written by me or not? They really don't. They may feel like they care in the beginning, but when they see the quality of what I'm providing, then they really don't care. And also, if I say presented by, that means I didn't write it. I put it together. If I say by Connie Reagan Green, I wrote it. Presented by Connie Reagan Green, then I did not write it. I maybe made some little changes, and that's it. All right, and Faye says, do you remember how much submitmorearticles.com costs? It's $47 a month, and I am billed every month for that, and I would not let it go. When I had a credit card that expired and somehow it didn't get, switched over, they were very kind. They contacted me, and they made sure that when I had the new credit card, which is maybe 2 weeks later, they made sure that it went back to my original account that has all my articles in there, because I have been with them since the summer of 2008. It was right when I got started with Armin Morin's group that they convinced me to start doing that. All right, I'm trying to think of anything else that I can show you that will be valuable that we can't do on a teleseminar because I can't show you in the same way. Maybe let's go over to Facebook. If you're not connected to me, I'm looking at the names here. I think just about everybody's connected with me. But if you're not, or if you're listening later on, go to facebook.com/Connie Reagan Green. Or if you're in Facebook, then just put in Connie Reagan Green and request my friendship. Now, I'm going to show you what I don't want you to do. When I click here on my friends, there are a whole lot of people here that I don't have a clue who they are. Not one of these people sent me a message. So if I don't recognize the face or the name, and I do spend a little bit of time looking at this, now I'm looking at it again, and no, I don't know who these people are. Here's another one. I don't know them. So what you want to do, if you think that I don't know your name, just send me a message along with the invitation to be my friend. I was on your Ask Connie Anything call. That's enough. Then I know you really do know who I am. Because when I see these people, I'm thinking, did they hear my name somewhere? Is one of their friends with me? I just don't know what it is. And considering we only have 5,000 spots on our personal page, I don't want to connect with people that I just don't have any clue who they are. I don't have anything in common with them. All right, with Facebook, every time you come over, ask people a question. Today I said, what will you do today to move your life or business forward in a positive way? With this being a holiday week, let's make it more productive than ever. And I said I was finishing up a new product, which is 99% finished, and rewriting an autoresponder series, which is ongoing, as well as walking an extra 15 minutes each afternoon, which I'll do after this call. And then I've got 9 people that have commented, and this is a good way to really reach out and connect with people and see what they're doing. And then here I'm promoting the free PLR that I've just been telling you about. Oh, and I'll tell you something else I forgot to tell you. When you sign up at connieloves.me/free PLR, you not only get the PLR I just showed you on blogging, you get something new every month. So how cool is that? That's right. Totally cool, Amanda says. And Jean says, do you use Facebook only for your business? Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. If there's anybody in my life that can call me or, you know, come over to my house or is related to me or anything, then I don't really spend any time on Facebook with them. My private life is actually private. So I don't share pictures. My family agreed long ago, in 2006, 2007, that we would not share pictures of children, and we wouldn't even share pictures of adults unless the adults said it was okay. So once in a while I may show something, but not too often. Not too often. You know, I love all my business contacts, all you guys, because we're on Facebook because we want people to see who we are and what we do. You know, usually your family and your close, you know, I have close friends that they don't do much at all on the internet. They may have a Facebook account, but, you know, there's no reason for us to be sharing pictures together or be, you know, checking on each other when we're going to go to lunch or something. That's all done personally with either a text or an email or a phone call. So I do keep it separate. I think that if you don't, then your whole life is like you on stage, and that would be exhausting. We need to know that we can. I describe mine as I swivel my chair 90 degrees to the left and everybody's gone. Because I work with three computers, and right now if I swivel my chair 90 degrees to the left, then everybody's gone. All I have to do is walk away. So I think that's important. All right, some last questions.
I have a question. It's Leslie.
Yes.
On Facebook, they've changed it. It used to be that it would automatically bring up a little box where you could send a message when you're inviting someone to connect, and now it just automatically sends it. Is there a way to get around that and include a little personalized thing now? It's not like it was before where it was easy to insert.
All right, so here, let's go over to Patty's page. And if I want to send her a message, then I would click here, and the little box would come up.
And tell me where. I'm on the audio only.
Okay, so I clicked on message.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to her page, and I clicked on message.
Mm-hmm.
And then a little box popped up right in the middle of the screen, and it says new message, two, and it has her name. And then the cursor is right in the middle where it says write a message.
Is that true even for somebody that you're not already connected to?
Yeah, if you're not connected, let's find somebody on her page that I'm not connected to and see what that looks like. Here's somebody named Susie that I don't believe. Yeah, I'm not friends with her. So when I go to Susie's page, I can click to add friend, but I won't do that right away. First, I'll send the message. So I would click on message, and again, the box comes up. So we can send messages to people who are not our friends.
But we have to do it as two separate steps, and it sounds like now
two steps.
Before.
Well, yeah, two steps if you don't know the person you're trying to friend. So I send the message
if you're not already connected to them. Mm-hmm.
Right, and then I would add as a friend.
And then later, or a minute or two later, send that, so it's kind of about the same time.
Right. So that way they get a notification that they have a friend request and
uh-huh.
a message from somebody.
I see. Thank you.
You're welcome. But, yeah, I think, you know, and I used to always teach that, and then, you know, I haven't talked about it now for a while, and I get people that are requesting friendship. But, really, if I don't know who it is, then I don't click yes. It doesn't seem to make sense. Same on LinkedIn. I'm even more strict on LinkedIn. I really do want to know, you know, who that person is. On LinkedIn, if somebody knows this, please share with me. I don't see how to unconnect from someone once you're connected. On Facebook, it's very easy to unfriend. On Twitter, you can unfollow. But on LinkedIn, I've never seen how to, you know, not be that person's connection anymore. Very interesting. All right, any last questions? Any other site you want me to go to so that you can see it before we end for today. I will be sending one email each day through the over the next days. It will be about the same things. I want people to come to the book camp this weekend, and that's at connieloves.me/bookcamp, book, C-A-M-P. And if you have time, stop by on Friday. A lot of us have come together, about 10 or 12 of us, and we're each offering one of our products at an extremely discounted price. And it'll be fun to see. I always end up buying one or two of the other people's products because it's such, and he wanted a 60 to 80% discount. So I took a $97 product and I have it at $27 just for Friday. And it's fun to do it. It's similar to Jason and Will's auction, similar but much more low-key and on a smaller level. And Jason and Will be there on Friday with the group. All right, a last question from anyone? Last call for a last question. Oh, here we go. We got a couple. Is there basic Facebook training you'd recommend? I have a training, but it's not up to date, so I'm not going to recommend my own training. I would say, Gene, jump in and just get started with it. Email me if you have questions. Mari Smith always has great stuff, but it's a little bit pricey if you're not going to use social media as a huge part of your business. I really wouldn't recommend that. And Conrad says, thanks for the podcast. Very informative. I have a personal Facebook profile. So you suggest it's better to create a new business one. Yeah, for you, Conrad, it's perfect because Conrad is at a job where they really don't want him doing some other things. And many jobs are that way. If I were still teaching, they would not, it would definitely be frowned upon for me to have a business and be all over the internet. They wouldn't like it, and they would have let me know in no uncertain terms. So if you have a job like that, then yes, open up a different one. And Conrad, maybe if you have like a middle name you can add, something like that, because I don't know if your last name is common or not. I'm not positive on that. But do something to distinguish yourself so that you're a different person on the internet and see what you can build from there. Let that be kind of a challenge for you to see what you can do differently so that you keep it separate, because I think it's important to keep things very, very separate. I have a couple of clients that, are doing things where they really don't want their name on the internet so much for what they're doing. So we've just changed them ever so slightly to do it. The only problem with that is you have to remember, who you're being on which day. So when you're writing to your blog and emailing your list, that's the business you. And then when you're at a job or with friends and family, that's maybe the old you that used to be. Yeah, I have a few friends and family members that are friends on Facebook, but they never, ever interact with, they promise to just look and not say anything. Because if they start commenting, then I just would unfriend them. It just doesn't fit in with what I'm doing. So, and, like the local charities that I'm involved with, they really want to have that connection. They want to, you're welcome, Conrad. They really want to have that connection with me on Facebook. And when I tell them, I say, I'm just marketing there. Then they go, oh, okay. They seem to understand that. I've made it sound like what I do is not fun at all. And the truth is, if you're not building a business, it probably isn't that fun to be my friend on Facebook, because I'm going to be talking about building the business on a regular basis. And if it's something that you really don't want to hear about, then, that's what it is. So William's asking if he could make a Facebook page. Yeah, but that would be a page. So you have your personal account, William, and then, yes, have pages that you create with your Chef William. That's a perfect way. But that's on the same account. So on my same account, I have Huge Profits with Affiliate Marketing. That's a page that I have, but that's still connected to my personal account. So what we're talking about is, doing something that's really completely separate so that it does seem to be a completely different person. And they've estimated that about a third of the people on Facebook do have a different account. They don't want you to have two accounts that have the same name, the same everything. They feel like you're just kind of taking up space. So if you're doing something new and you're finally going to delete the old one, you know, if I had a personal page from friends and family, by now I would have deleted it. I would have closed that one out. And when you close out an old one, then you can merge information. They make that pretty easy for you to do. So what you can do is when you finally merge them, just unfriend all the people that you don't want to take with you into the new business you, and then merge the accounts. And that might be a year or so down the road. It's not going to be next month. But finally then it'll make sense for you to have just the one account. All right, we have come to the end of our time. Thank you so much for spending this time with me. If you are in the U.S., have a wonderful, wonderful, let me see, where's my page? I don't know where my page is. Not here. Here, let's go to Huge Profits. There it is, hugeprofitstinylist.com. So, and also, if you go to ConnieReaganGreen.com, you can see what I do with the short reports there. I give them away, and I like to add one every month there. All right, so if you're in the U.S., have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. Let it be a relaxing downtime for you, where you maybe sleep a little later or get to do some things that you might not otherwise do. You know, today I went to the movies in the middle of the day and saw Skyfall, the new James Bond movie. And it's very relaxing for me to do it. There were about 12 people in the theater, which is more than I thought because I live in a pretty small place. But it was very relaxing. And I always say at the movies, I need 6 seats. I need the one to the left, I need the one to the right, and I need 3 in front of me. I did go with someone today, so the one to the left was occupied, but I still had the one to the right, and I had the 3 in front of me where nobody's there, so I can feel like I'm, you know, not with the whole crowd at the movies. And if you like Adele, she does a wonderful job with that title song, and she even co-wrote that song, so I was very impressed. I think she's fantastic. All right. Thanks again for spending this time with me. Have fun with your business. It's more important than anything to have fun, because as an entrepreneur, we make the choices about what we do. How great is that, to have choice about everything you're doing in your working life? I love it very much. I was never a great employee, and now there's not much chance I would be even a halfway decent employee for more than about 15 minutes. Other than that, give me the life of the entrepreneur. All right, everyone, take care. Bye-bye now.